In the first reading today, we are told that the wise man prayed and wisdom was given. And so we recognize that wisdom is not something that is learned. Actually, wisdom comes from experience. Knowledge comes from learning. And so it is the experience of God, because God is wisdom. Our Lord Jesus is the incarnate wisdom. Our Blessed Lady, therefore, is the seat of wisdom. And so if we really want true wisdom, it comes from growing closer to God, to our Blessed Lady. In a special way today, as we celebrate the feast of St. Robert Bellarmine, known for his wisdom and learning and so on, we also celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, and, of course, the anniversary date of Our Lady's first apparition at Fatima. This is where wisdom is going to be found, in front of the Blessed Sacrament with Our Blessed Lady. And when we heard all of the glory that is spoken, I desired her more than scepter and throne, I desired her more than light, I desired her more than any, because wisdom is eternal. Everything else is going to go away. But the love of God, which is ultimately going to be wisdom, is going to remain forever. So not only do we want that wisdom to be able to navigate our way through this world, but that wisdom is going to remain forever, because ultimately the wisdom is God. And the goal of our lives is to be conformed more and more perfectly to God. That's what we're created for. And so that requires seeking wisdom. And as we are told very clearly, it is going to come only in prayer. So if we are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, as the Lord says in the gospel reading today, that implies the wisdom. If we have not that wisdom, we can't give light to anybody. If we have not that wisdom, we're good for nothing, to be thrown out and trampled underfoot, because all we're doing is taking up space, if that's the case. So we need to pray. We need to open our hearts to be able to receive that wisdom. Because again, we have to understand that while it would appear, especially when you talk about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom being one of them, that that must be an intellectual gift. It is not. Wisdom is a gift of the heart, not of the mind. So it comes from love. It comes from the experience of God. So the only way that we are going to have divine wisdom is if we are spending time with the divine, if we are growing in love with the divine. And so on this glorious feast, we remember the angel who appeared to the children at Fatima before Our Lady came and taught them about the glorification of God in the Holy Eucharist, and of course, the Most Holy Trinity. We look at all the things that Our Lady taught them. And as this feast is also Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, it reminds us where we need to put ourselves, before Jesus, united with Jesus. And the most perfect way to our Blessed Lord is through his mother, since that's the way God chose for him to come to us. She is also the most perfect way for us to return to him. So the question is, are we willing to humble ourselves? Are we willing to open our hearts? Are we willing to actually make God, the divine wisdom, more important than anything else? We look around, as I said, everything is passing. All the glories of this world, everything it has to offer, all the beauty, all the glory, all the things are all going to go away. God alone remains. And as we heard, he was willing to give up everything for wisdom. And once he had wisdom, everything was given to him. That's because God is all. Everything exists only within God. So until we have let go of everything and we are hanging on only to God, things are in the way. But when we have the divine wisdom, then we have everything, because God is all. It's a mystery of the spiritual life, but it is the reality. It is the one that no one can teach us better than our Blessed Lady. That's what she taught the apostles when they gathered around her, because it's what she lived herself. And she lived it so perfectly that when she let go of everything, she literally received the divine wisdom into her own self. And she, as we heard in the first reading, shared that wisdom with us so that we could be saved, but also so that we could grow in that wisdom, could be united with it and conform to it. So that's what we have a special way of celebrating on this feast, to be able to look at what Our Lady has instructed us, to be able to learn from her as the apostles did, and to be able to come with her so that that divine wisdom will be ours.